Good morning, everyone. The details of an interesting good news medical story on the front page of the New York Times and newspapers around the world says a lot about our changing world, and we're going to explore that in this segment. The researchers in the study that was published today in the medical journal The Lancet, or this week, studied maternal deaths in 181 countries, Celeste, over the last 30 years. Okay?
Yeah.
And they've discovered there's been a real sharp drop in maternal deaths worldwide. It's not just the United States, not just the developed world. It's really all over the world. It represents close to 200,000 lives, as we mentioned when we were talking with Denise Brady, who covered this story for our partner, The New York Times, just a moment ago. Good morning once again, Denise.
Hi, John.
We also want to bring in Dr. Flavia Bustreo, who's the director of the Partnership for Maternal, Newborn, and Child Health. She also joins us from New York. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, and thank you for having me in the program.
So, Denise Grady, let's talk first about what the cause and effect is of this sharp drop in maternal deaths worldwide during pregnancy and in childbirth.
There are a variety of things that can contribute to improvements like the type that they are seeing. And nobody's certain, but the most likely possibilities are that birth rates are down in some countries, probably because people have more access to family planning. It also can make a big difference if women have somebody to help them give birth, somebody with some medical training. Either they can get to a clinic or they've got somebody in their area, if they're in a rural place, who knows how to deliver a baby safely or handle an emergency case. We also have some increases in income in some of the poorer countries that help people be healthier because they get better nutrition and more access to health care. More education for women can make a big difference because then they can that can increase income but also help them make choices about when they want to have babies, when mm-hmm. they want to start, and how they want to space them, because one of the risks for women is, especially in poor countries, is starting to have their children when they're very, very young, before they're ready to handle it, and also having the spacing too close can really increase the risk of all kinds of health problems.
It's Denise Grady, reporter for our partner, The New York Times, talking about a story that since 1980, the number of women dying each year around the world from pregnancy and childbirth went from 526,300 to 342,900, and that's even more notable for the fact that the population of men and women all over the world increased during that 30-year period, increased significantly. Dr. Flavia Bustreo, director of the Partnership for Maternal, Newborn, and Child Health, you're based in Geneva, Switzerland, and part of this story, it seems to me, is the positive results of some government interventions in the developing world. What have you seen?
Yes, it's very important to stress that the results published in The Lancet are consistent with some recent data from large countries, such as India, with very large population, as you say, that have invested significantly in the last decade in reproductive, maternal, and child health program through its national rural health mission and the special women protection scheme, which was in fact launched in 2005 by the government. These kind of programs are provide incentives for women during their pregnancy to be able to access care at the time of delivery in an hospital by skilled providers. The program has been extremely successful, and in less than 5 years has seen a tenfold increase of the number of women that have access to delivery in a health facility that, like Denise has stressed, is one of the critical aspects for ensuring that care is provided to the mother and to the newborn baby, which is at a very vulnerable stage. We also shall say that despite this great progress, we still have a significant number of women that die in childbirth. So these results are not a reason for complacency for us. They represent hope.
Good point.
And last, because we are counting these deaths, but there are no reason for sitting and waiting. We need to redouble the effort and ensure that progress continue to be made.
Denise, this news comes at the same time at which we're also getting reports that the global infant mortality rate is at its lowest in years. They say that's partly because of vaccination drives, partly because of education supporting breastfeeding. Are in many countries, are these things joined together?
They are definitely joined together, because the greatest risk for death for a newborn baby is if the mother does not survive the birth. So if you improve the number of women who can give birth safely, then that's the best thing you can do for their babies.
Great point. I mean, it's an interconnected chain of events here. Denise Grady talking about that, reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Dr. Flavia Bustreo, so what's the lesson here? You said complacency is not a reaction to this positive news, but where would you see a follow-on? What lessons from this statistic should be applied to other healthcare areas of people, say, in childhood, maybe early adulthood, even aging populations?
Yes, there are great lessons to be learned, because one of the key lessons and the key message here is that barrier to access to health services is a critical determinant of improving population health, both for women, for children, and for other sick person. So in the countries that we have studied and we have seen progress in maternal mortality, I give you another example, which is Brazil. We have seen that there was a critical decision, political decision, by the government to ensure through a unified health system that there would be no user fees applied for those kind of services. And through specific targeting of family health team, they have really tried to reach out the poorest. Because one of the elements that I like to stress is the equity dimension. Because these problems, these deaths, both in women and children, still occur in large part among the poorest part of the population, both in terms of geographic in the world,
right,
because they occur in the low-income countries in the developing world, but even within the countries, they occur most often among the poorest women and children.
It's all about access and identifying vulnerable populations. Dr. Flavia Bustreo, director of the Partnership for Maternal, Newborn, and Child Health. She joined us from New York. Also, Denise Grady, reporter for our partner, The New York Times, on a story that maternal deaths over the last 30 years have declined significantly, the first decline ever reported. It's a report published in the medical journal this week, The Lancet.